Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on, what is it? Tuesday the 16th of June. I have had a morning of it this morning. Completely and utterly lost my shit today. Nearly smashed the old gaff up this morning. And the computers, everything nearly went up at about 4. And from that moment onwards, everything went wrong. Excel sheets wrong, processing wrong. I've been in a ongoing customer service query with Tide Bank for about 3.5 months. That's that app bank. I thought it was a good idea. And I had they advertised like mad on the tube. I thought I'll open one of them. They instigated a customer service query pretty much when lockdown started back at the beginning of March, something like that. What are we now? 3 months on, still not resolved, can't get hold of them. It's like everything's like message in the app. So you send a message, they ask you something, or you ask them something, and then they take about 4 days to reply. And then it's a load of bollocks, the bloke got my name wrong, everything. I fucking absolutely lost my shit there. Can't speak to anybody. Reminds me, I've told my stories about Amazon and Sky on here, my customer services. They're two classics. I can't remember if I've told them. If I haven't, let me know. There's a fucking fly flying around. He done my head in. Sam's got toothache. Today has been full blood pressure explode day. Most of it was Excel, to be fair, and I just could not get one thing to work for about an hour, and it took me ages to work out what was going wrong. And it was driving me absolutely bananas. It's a good thing about having to get files out for people, because if I'd been just doing it for myself, I'd have fucking knocked it on the head and said fuck that and gone and had a beer, I think, Guinness, at about 8 o'clock this morning. Yeah, let me know if I haven't told the Amazon Sky stories. They were amusing. Customer service, fucking garbage, innit? Well, it doesn't matter what field you're in, all this phone, this dial, that, or through apps, rubbish. I haven't told the stories about when I got thrown out of Norwich and Villa either, have I? Put that on Twitter and somebody said they haven't heard them. Yeah, I'll do them sometime. Norwich, quick one. Norwich, I got thrown out for swearing. When Spurs lost to Coventry in the Cup Final, 87, then I was at college and I was going to football every weekend. I went to home and away Spurs games for about 3 years, barely missed a game, and went to Norwich. And I can't remember the exact circumstances. I had a few beers before the game, but there was something like a contentious, you know, tackle or whatever for a red card, and like you do. Well, I do, certainly back then, was a bit more hardcore, was effing and blinding. And bloke come and tapped me on the shoulder in his high-vis, it was orange at the time, orange jacket. I think they wear like the yellow now, but it was a high-vis orange jacket. He was like that character, is it Friday Night Dinner? Hello, Jackie. He was like him. Excuse me, you'll have to leave. What are you on about, mate? We have none of that at Norwich. And and he threw me out. They threw me out. He went and got his mate, absolute Jobsworth, and lobbed me out at Norwich. We have none of that at Norwich. I'll tell the Villa one another day. Villa just let themselves down. Absolutely let themselves down. Disgraceful. That's why they're going down. Karma, see? Throw me out. Karma. Down you go. Norwich. Relegated. Villa. Relegated. See? That's what happens when you come and lob me out. The Villa one's a bit longer, I'll tell. I thought I told it, but I'll tell that one. Back in place. We'll have none of that at Norwich. Right, what we got today? Fucking hell, I have had a day. If I see that fly, he's fucking getting it today. Good job I haven't read any politics. I would be completely... If I'd seen something that Trump had done that annoyed me, I'd be completely off the wall. Right, where am I? Come on, gather your thoughts. Settle down. Get yourself sorted here. Right, horses. Royal Ascot. I'm not going to be able to do a live blog today. I've just not got time. I normally do a live blog for Royal Ascot. I genuinely have not got the time to go through it this afternoon. I might have tomorrow, but certainly not today. Just trying to do all this midweek football. It's my own fault. It's just the way I run things. I've got so many databases and they don't all update automatically. And when you've got games in certain leagues that's playing every day, it's getting ready for the next. In effect, I start getting ready for tomorrow today, so I try and stay a day ahead, but I can't. But I have got horses on the blog, absolutely, on Twitter, sorry, absolute cotchals of them today. There is, I don't know how many's on there, but there is loads, and there are three Ascot races on there, the 115, the 150, and the 410. But I will just quickly run through for you now. So the first race at Ascot is the 115, and I like three at decent prices here. It's 27 runners, and I have gone for Greenside, Blown by Wind, and War Glory in that race. Obviously, you don't have to back all three, don't have to back all any. This is all at your own peril. I'm just giving you my thoughts. The 115, 16 runner, non-handicap. Circus Maximus, I like, and I like Space Traveller, and one at a big price, which I think we had a nice win with. I can't, honestly, with numbers and thing, I can't generally remember, but I think we had a nice win with since racing started up. Marie's Diamond, which is a monster price, 100. Big prices don't generally win at Royal Ascot, but you might want to have a little tickle just on the place, maybe. See, it's actually say it's up to you. 225. Harry Bentley's mount, Trefoil in this, and Miss Yoda. Frankie's on the favourite, Frankie Darling. And I think that may see, with his sort of affection for Ascot, the other two a little bit overpriced. So Trefoil and Miss Yoda in the 225, but wouldn't surprise me if Frankie won it, but that's it. 3 o'clock, got an odds-on favourite, AP O'Brien's Mogul. Tough to see that getting beat, personally. One I like at a half-decent price is Pile Driver, Martin Dwyer's mount, Pile Driver, in that race. 3:35 is Batash, All About Batash. I've got nothing against it. It's, if it wins, it wins. Been a fantastic horse on the sprints. So Batash won't be playing, just a watching brief for me, and I do hope it wins. I like to see the popular horses win. We have got 4:10, another handicap, two at decent prices, Agincourt and Posted, and then Nazif, which is sort of up there vying for favouritism. But Agincourt and Posted, small win place maybe, and Nazif, if you want to cover your stakes, is sort of probably how I'll play that race in the 4:10. 4:40, another big runner handicap. It is a bit of a sticker pin in job. I like Dubawi 50, but I'm not a massive fan of Adam Kirby on the turf. So that sort of puts me off. I like the horse's chances, but I'm just not a massive fan of his in that. I do like Frankie's mount, Pianissimo. Don't see Frankie on many decent prices at Ascot, but Pianissimo, which is current or was 20 at 11 o'clock. And again, another one I think we've backed, but shortish price for 20 handicap, 20 runner race. Verdana Blue, Ryan Moore's mount, should be there or thereabouts in this race, but as I say, a bit of a cavalry charge. But 2 mile, 4 furlongs, Verdana Blue. So Verdana Blue, Pianissimo, and I do like Dubawi 50, but just bit of superstition, I'm not a massive fan of Kirby on the turf. So that is it. Good luck if playing Royal Ascot. As I say, I'm not even going to get time to watch it today, but tomorrow I might get a chance to sit and watch some races, and if I do I'll do some stuff on the website. Just depends how far ahead of this football I get, and obviously I had the ultimate and everything to do today, which I won't have tomorrow. So that's that. Football wise last night was a matter of just frustration, really, wasn't it? Tenerife and whoever it was, Malaga, I said over 2.5 goals. I didn't say whether I had to count or not. There was 3 disallowed goals in that game. The first one came just as I'd laid a late goal in Maritimo's game in Portugal against Gil Vicente. Gil Vicente got a penalty in the 80th something minute, and my penalty woes just continue as I didn't see it, but he missed it, and apparently it was pathetic. I don't know how difficult it is to put the ball in from 12 yards. And then I was going to get involved in the Betis game, Sam's fucking toothache came, and by the time I'd fucking sorted her out, should have just gone straight in there. That deals with that. Bang, little tooth wobbling around on the floor. I'll get in trouble for that one. I'll get in trouble for that. There was 3 goals in like the last 5 minutes. And I absolutely fancied that nailed on for a second half goal, but fannying around getting medicines and stuff, I missed it. Ice on the jaw. Right, so that was that. It's a frustrating night. That was very frustrating, very irritating. I think the whole last 24 hours have been a bit shit. Let's hope the next 24 hours are much better. None of that at Norwich. Right, fucking Norwich. Right, and then we got Premier League back tomorrow, haven't we? Man City, Arsenal. My mate, who's an Arsenal season ticket holder, I just sent him a text yesterday joking, are you going to the football? Because he is a hardcore, he lives his life around going to the Arsenal, you know, wherever, when he's working in the betting shops, it's always, they're playing Burnley, so he gets up there the day before and gets all in round the betting shops in Burnley and then goes to the football. So I just sent it joking because obviously there's no crowds, and he is going. He's going just to hang around the ground. I think it's at Man City, isn't it? I think Man City at home. He's just going to hang around the ground with his crew drinking tinnies, I guess. What a fucking mess. The whole thing of lockdown and that seems just to be gone, doesn't it? What were the shops like yesterday? Open yesterday? I didn't see any of that. Mental. Anyway, I'm going to go and smash something up, I think. I'm going to go and give the office a right good pasting. And get this fucking Excel business sorted out. It drives me bananas. When you sit, you know what it's like. When you just get that, get that level of frustration where I must have been beetroot red. I was absolutely fuming. But look at me, I'm back. I'm all happy now. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. We're going to have a load of winners today. Have I done the football? I haven't. Jesus Christ, did I do football? What am I doing? I'm an absolute shower. I think this is all coming on top of me. I think I am having a bit of a breakdown. Jesus wept. Football. Might help if I could find my sheet. Jesus, what one was it? Where's today's? I think I need to have a serious fucking meeting with Art and Chrissy spreadsheets and whoever else and get this organised. Where is it? Hang on, bear with me. I haven't heard that for a while. Bear with me. What an absolute... It's not in there. Absolute shower. I've got about 5 billion Dropbox folders with football stuff in. Not in there. This is absolute... Sorry. Sorry, I'm making an absolute shambles of myself. Right, here we go. Didn't take long. Only 2 days to sort it out. Right, now I need Betfair up because I need to check prices. This is what a fanny. What a professional outfit I'm going to be. Listen to me. You now just had 2 minutes of absolute waffle while I try and find my way around screens. I do like that Bet Angel, I have to say. I've got to give credit to the boys. I'm liking it even more. Made a couple of ricks, couple of mistakes, but it's all good. Right, Eliteserien starts today. Eliteserien in Norway. Like the look of goals, I think the goals are value at odds BK versus Sandefjord. Over 2.5, drip it in over 10 minutes. Odds BK versus Sandefjord. And then I have got a rare one. Both teams to score at Hetafe. Both teams to score Hetafe. Don't give many both teams to score bets. And at I'm going to give you two first half goal bets. Werder Bremen versus Bayern Munich. Obviously people would think there's a first half goal, but if it gets to sort of 30, 35 minutes, and there hasn't been, Drip laying a first half goal at Werder Bremen at Bayern Munich, if Werder Bremen can hold on that long. And flipper completely the other way, teams that don't really score goals, Girona, Racing Santander in the Segunda. If that one gets to about 25, 30 minutes, again, Drip laying a first half goal. So Werder Bremen, Girona, both of them I'd look sort of 30 minutes onwards. On odds BK for over 2.5, and Hatafi Espanyol for both teams to score. All at your own peril, of course. Thick and fast football now. We've got 15, 20 games a day. I'm going to have a lot more action. I'll try and give as much as I possibly can on here, but everything is at your own peril. Right, that's it. That was an absolute shambles of a podcast, which basically sums up how the last 24 hours have gone. This has been an FTS production. Have a thoroughly lovely day, and I'll be back with you, hopefully, in everything firing like a Rolls Royce again, tomorrow.